We are all one people, but we live as if divided.
We're all connected. Everything is connected.
That's right.
Back in the day, I knew our culture would never die. Even when they killed our bodies, brainwashed our minds, we still rise in spirit to spit these rhymes. Stay sharp and starch, crease lines. Be wise in the belly of the beast, labeled Babylon. We traveled on a path that the masses are seldom on. We held on strong as the darkness fell upon our sun. Sages of ancient ages spoke of a flower one. Now it's on, time to activate the hands of fate. Emancipate our soul, watch it glow with an act of faith. That'll crash the gates of this matrix and its hatred from Mother Earth. She hurts, look how they raped it. All that is sacred's mostly eradicated. Still we will make it. This I know, an ideal will grow while people come and go. Plus, we're more than just this flesh and bone.
The sixth pool of energy is the light chakra, located in the center of the forehead. It deals with insight and is blocked by illusion.
My seven circles simultaneously spinning, deconstructing my molecular back to the beginning. We are luminous beings, we are the children of light, illuminating our circumference with the proper insight. Atoms get broken down in this final hour as we're circling the source, just like a four-petal flower. The evening morning star always guiding my direction as I'm making my way back to the place of my creation. My transformation is part termination, also part initiation into this new creation. Galactic understanding, universal consciousness, return to the awareness that God is the goddess.
The greatest illusion of this world is the illusion of separation. Things you think are separate and different are actually one and the same.
Our spirit connects with earth, the elements, sun and moon. Use your natural intelligence to feel elevations of galactic vibrations. We're all one nation, all in relation. Separation is the greatest illusion, right? Blind in the chakra of insight, so keep your third eyes open. Let the love flow in. We are one soul and don't stop growing.
I'm rekindling your memory, so hopefully you remember me. Genetically, humanity, we all come from the sacred tree. Distinctively, only by the colors we see physically. Imagine for a moment that we lost our visibility, ability to judge ourselves stereotypically. Like a walk in the park after dark with no spark, we would have to learn to judge ourselves only with our heart. Really kinda silly how we lost it in the start.
We are the warriors of light, illuminating our circumference with proper insight. We are the warriors of light, illuminating our circumference with proper insight. We are the warriors of light, illuminating our circumference with proper insight. We are the warriors of light, illuminating our circumference with proper insight. Insight, insight, insight.
Hey, okay, onda mi gente. We got another segment of Frecuencias Clandestinas, courtesy of Setting the Standard 94.1 KPFA. Once again, we rebring a very special guest. And for me, it's very important to bring forth knowledge about this because I'm all about decolonizing the mind and understanding what our native roots and understanding about our ancestry. And I met this brother right now while I've been on my spiritual journey and along the way, and find out he's a dope MC and he's also repping this hip hop movement. So I got the pleasure of bringing you guys E-Rise. You know what I'm saying? He's going to talk a little bit about what he's done, where he's going, and what we could expect from him. So E-Rise, brother, if you could please introduce yourself to our audience.
Yo, how's it, my natives? Everybody out there waking up to the ways of the universe and all that. Blessings to Lyrical, man. Good looking out on this interview and making this happen, man. It's an honor. And it was cool, you know, meeting how we met, up in the meeting. And that says a lot right there. But yeah, man, you know, where I've been, E-Rise from El Vu, we did our thing, rocking it and representing natives and Mexicas and enlightened people, you know, people that just want to know what this life is about, what their ancestry is about, what everything is happening in this world is about. You know, we did our thing with that. You know, the group kind of split and everybody went their own way and did their own thing, and blessings to them. And here I am now, you know, living out in the East Bay, you know, and like you said earlier, you know, you're on your path, finding your way. And I find myself right now now at a stage in my life where, you know, I'm in a different phase right now. And as we grow through life, we go through our different stages and our different phases. That's what growth is all about, right? And so that's where I'm at right now. Like I said, out here in the East Bay, just, you know, building my mind, building my spirit. This world is getting a little crazier each and every day. And so we need to really move forward with a very balanced being, very balanced mind, very balanced spirit, and your body, you know, your health, your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health. It's a very important thing. Always have been, always will be while we're on this planet, especially now because of the energies that are really coming in now. You know, the whole significance of 2012, that was really like a door opening for more energy to come in. That's why we're seeing everything that we're seeing, like, you know, what's happening in Brazil and Egypt, you know, and even like, sad to say, what happened to, you know, Trayvon Martin, Rise in Power. You know, all these crazy things are just going to keep happening more and more. And it's kind of like we're forced to be awakened and to take responsibility into our lives with everything. We can't just be trusting the governments to look out for us and all that stuff. And that's what I'm doing right now, you know, just building that part. I took time off from the Rhyme Game, you know, just dealing with just things in life. And it's, how can I say, like last year, you know, Victor Ree and myself, we did record about 7 or 8 songs that are kind of just floating out there. We never really packaged them or anything like that. I just happened to, you know, move back to L.A. from the Bay, San Fernando Valley to be exact. Moved back to San Fernando from the Bay. You know, Victor got at me and he was like, yo, man, you got some beats. Let's do something. So we got busy with it. We did like 7, 8 songs in the 6 months that I was down in San Fernando before I ended up coming back to the Bay. And, you know, you could check it out on SoundCloud. You know, we did those songs under the name of Victory Ride. So we got like, you know, 7, 8 songs out. Hopefully we can start getting them out soon, you know, start putting them out like that. And other than that, you know, right now, you know, like I said, I'm in the East Bay. It was kind of unexpected for me to be out here, but that's where the universe wants to put me. So I never argue with the universe and just roll with it. So I'm out here right now, you know, connecting with folks little by little. And looking for some producers out there, you know, some really conscious, enlightened producers that are making some music, really want to do some dope concept albums. So that's where I'm at right now with it. And where we're going, where I'm going, is kind of like just moving forward with that, with building the mind, the body, and the spirit, you know, like what we were doing, you know, this weekend, Lyrical. I was building the spirit right there, you know what I mean? Building the mind. And I also been, like, you know, studying Muay Thai. I never did martial arts in my life, but Muay Thai found me, and it's a hit, you know? So that's really, like, more building on the spirit and the mind, you know, and the health, just really getting, you know, more health conscious now. As of this year, I stopped eating beef, stopped eating pork. You know, that's my own personal thing. Is something I've been wanting to do for a while, and I finally got the willpower to do it, because, you know, we all know how addicting beef and pork is. I tried to stop a few times. You know, it's just hard. I see, that stuff's addicting. But I finally did it. I finally did it this year, and I stuck with it. Definitely feel mental clarity, spiritual easiness, more spiritually easy, not so tense, things like that. I also work, you know, with a company called Isogenic, and we sell a lot of health products, and so I've been, you know, utilizing that and the Muay Thai and just staying, you know, spiritually grounded, doing my best. That's where everything's at right now, is in a nutshell.
And that's what's up, brother. So now why don't you talk about specifically how the spirituality goes in hand with the hip-hop, and what can we expect from the music?
Oh, spirituality and hip-hop definitely goes hand in hand, you know, because what is hip-hop? Hip-hop is nothing but a lot of people from different cultures who lost their culture, and not at their own will either. It was taken from them, from all the different races that contributed to hip-hop from day one to day now. So it's always been like a spiritual thing. And that's why when you see people getting busy doing the aerosol pieces or getting down B-boy and B-girl and spinning, you know, spinning on the wheels, rocking the mic, like, that's spirit right there. And us doing it, you know, we need to be conscious of that, especially like the MCs, the rhymers, the rappers, you know, we need to be conscious because we're speaking the word, and the word is helps put put things into shape and form. You know, like the spiritual, it goes from the spiritual through the lyrical and then into the physical. Can you follow that? So when we speak in these words, we bringing these things into reality. So that's why, like, you know, and in life we have duality. So for every KRS-One, you gotta have a Little Wayne. For every Public Enemy, you gotta have like a 3-6 Mafia. You know, that's just the balance of the game. But it's these crazy corporations that make it unbalanced so that the mass people, they only get to hear one side of it, not the other side. But you can't keep a spirit down. You can never break a spirit. You know what I mean? You might break bones and you might break hearts, but a spirit can never be broken. It'll just keep coming up. It's like grass in the concrete, you know? And so with hip hop, it's definitely a spiritual thing. And when we start to really realize that it is spiritual, then the hip hop will become powerful and the people representing hip hop will become powerful and really have, you know, a say in what's going on in the world. Hip hop is a really powerful thing. And a lot of people don't think about it like that. But if you really want to like get deeper in it, check out the book called The Gospel of Hip Hop by KRS-One. It's like a freaking 900 page something book, but he like really breaks down the full potential and spirituality with hip hop and the impact that it's had, that it has, and that it will have on society.
Now, brother, one thing that we have here on Frecuencia Clandestina is we believe that talent speaks for itself, man. So we always ask every artist that I bring to the space to drop a 16, drop a spoken word, freestyle, whatever you want. Express yourself, brother. Just make it conscious and make it clean.
We're born into a war that's invisible, visible only to my spiritual visions, living between hell and heaven. I'm dwelling in hell, you know, when heaven's with it. Like pole position, I'm racing against Freemasons and the so-called illumination. My soul emancipation's first prize. So I disperse rhymes with the impact of a 12 gauge. But I gotta watch how I channel my rage. Or the stage might be surrounded by suits with sage. Cautious now how I phrase my sentences. Or the government will twist this, label this terrorist. So I'll be clear with this. I'm a revolutionist, anti-oppression, not anti-American. I know I'm going to die for this cause I believe in, but they can only kill one-fourth of my being, even though they want to stop my breathing. Try to be seeing this movement cease. The beast can't stop these seditious beats, and if they did force this, we'll just resurrect as divine forces. I wrote this for those kids who know this and flow this to overthrow this system that opposes all that we believe in. Unity, peace, love, equality. Quality freedom. So keep breathing and keep believing and keep dreaming. Just keep believing. One love, y'all. Peace. Every rhyme injected sacred energy. E-Rise kicking it with the bros. The Nativo Lyrico. Word. KPFA in the house. East Bay all day.
That's what's up, brother. And thank you so much for proving my point. Talent speaks for itself. So E-Rise, brother, you was mentioning, you know what I'm saying, about working with other producers and something like that. Why don't you let them know how they could get in contact with you and where they could check out all the music?
Yo, go to SoundCloud and check out Victory Rise. That's where you can check out the latest joints that Victory and E-Rise have put together. If you want to get at me, my email address is erise128@yahoo.com. That's erise128@yahoo.com. Shoot me an email. Get at you. Let's make it happen. Let's change the world.
That's what's up, brother. And thank you so much. And once again, ahí lo tiene mi gente. Otro segmento de Frecuencia Clandestina es courtesy of KPFA 94.1 setting the standard. We'd like to give once again a special shout out to the brother E-Rise for bringing that consciousness, for bringing those powerful words that the people need to hear, and for bringing that powerful hip hop. So there you have it, me.
Hey, big up to you, Lyrico, for having the show and making it happen, man. You're making waves right there. And it's an honor, and thank you for putting me on, bringing me on, man. I appreciate it. I'm grateful.
Oh, no, thank you, brother, for the time, you know what I mean? Ya lo tiene mi gente, otro segmento de Frecuencia Clandestina, setting the standard 94.1 KPFA.